do you think, Corey, that the Packers are gonna win it?
Well, if they win it, I think this shit's scripted. I'll be honest with you. It's gotta be scripted.
I could definitely say I remember the most dangerous and the biggest drinkers. Both of those categories had the Ravens and the Bills in the top three.
We have better luck next year if Aaron Rodgers isn't in the division.
Just, I think we all feel that way.
Just send him over to Jeopardy.
But I think the Vikings can go 12-5. I'm no joke. I really believe.
Hi there, everybody. Hoping you're having a great day or night whenever you're watching this. This is Christian of Feel Good TV. I just wanted to let you all know this episode here is going to be the breakdown of the NFC North. It's going to be the Chicago Bears, the Detroit Lions, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Green Bay Packers with my friends Corey, Lorenzo, Matt, and Charles. Check it out. Makes sense. I'm going to start it up now, actually, speaking of Rodgers.
Next year.
Yeah. Watch him pull a barb. Go to Minnesota.
I think he'd look good in purple.
Dude, I fucking wanted to buy a Favre Vikings jersey so bad, I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
It was weird hating him for so many years, and then he comes over and it's like,
what do you do in that spot?
Right?
Yeah. And then get screwed by the Saints. The bounties. That was some BS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I forgot about that.
Oh, I didn't.
So, Corey, how much longer do you think Aaron Rodgers got?
With Green Bay or in his career?
Green Bay.
Man, I'm hoping they could work something out for another 2 or 3 more years after this.
Yeah.
At least. Because I know if he signs, Devontae signs. And if he goes, Devontae's gone too.
Yeah. I think it's an all or nothing
thing. In my opinion, and all bias aside, I think that guy's the best wide receiver in the league.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
It's hard to argue, for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, he's very good. I'd say either him or Hopkins. It's a toss-up between those two.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean it's good to hear that he's gonna be back at least one more year. Though obviously Devontae Adams was on that same boat of wanting to leave if he wasn't gonna come back. So, I mean, do you look at the division as Packers should be able to lock it up as usual?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think the drama going on with him is gonna affect you guys in at least to that extent or not really?
No, I don't. He never really publicly came out with anything. It was all basically media-based.
Yeah, the last thing that I heard, I guess, was just some random, what I looked at as a small deal that was made. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know what, I'll take that, I'll be fine. So the media made it sound like it was, like, some drama between them, but it looks like it was just money-wise, not necessarily mad at them.
It wasn't much as money, though. Because they offered him to be the highest-paid quarterback, and he declined that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how some Packer fans could be mad at the guy. He's pissed off at the culture. The culture is just totally taken away. And this is a guy who bleeds Green Bay, can pretty much go anywhere he wants, and he wants to change the culture. I mean, that's what you want from a team leader, a guy that represents your franchise. You want someone to speak up for every guy that's there.
Oh, I agree.
Not just him.
Yeah, it's especially a guy like that, because I mean, and to me, the Packers has easily won this division for year after year, and that's with them not helping him whatsoever.
Yeah.
Not offensive line-wise, not good wide receiver-wise, okay running backs. So, I mean, really, I think they owe him the world.
I mean, my favorite player ever is Woodson. And when I found out that Woodson was going to wanted to take a pay cut to stay and they didn't do it, I was like, man, get this GM the F out of here.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that guy's one of the best defensive players ever, and you're not going to bring him back, really?
Yeah, that's...
Like, a pay cut, just like Rodgers, just stay there, build the team around him. Why the hell not? That's a stupid move.
like the whole Jordy move too. I mean the chemistry they had and what he did. I mean, I understand Jordy didn't do nothing after that, but still, I mean look at James Jones. James Jones didn't do, what was he at, Oakland after Green Bay? And he didn't do nothing in Oakland. Back to Green Bay, and then you got Cody James Jones scoring touchdowns like crazy.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Honestly, this whole division is kind of known for being that way with their players.
Yeah.
I mean, not really one team in the whole division is that great about making sure they keep a guy or making sure they're paid, or if they are paid, they're still not even committed to them entirely.
It's, or overpaying.
Or overpaying, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, speaking on the culture, though, I think it's a good time to go over to how the Lions are going to be moving forward with Jared Goff.
It should be interesting, I'll tell you that much. I mean, this, and I've heard a lot of them talk, talk on the team about, oh, it's rebuilding year, which it truly is. This is going to be a very interesting one. I like what they're doing. I think Goff should do all right here. Hell, I don't see Stafford could be good, for the Rams at this point, but I'm just happy to see a little bit of a change of face there. I mean, they got some pretty good, decent running backs right now. I mean, mm-hmm. We got to see if everybody stays healthy. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Your number one two receivers are slightly injury prone. Your running backs slightly injury prone, and the rest are rookies. It could be good. It could be ugly. Who the hell knows, really?
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I think in how I looked at the Lions is similar to the way I looked at the Falcons over the last 5 or so years, which is they just need a change, It's not that Matt Stafford or Matt Ryan's bad, but they're just not going anywhere with them.
No, like I said, we were talking the other day about it. I mean, hell, with Stafford, that dude could break bones and still go out there and sling the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He threw anything, and which was fine, but even on a healthy day, he's going to throw 3 picks.
Right.
You got to have a defense to be able to come back from that kind of crap, and it's tough. So
gunslinger mentality, brother.
What's up?
Gunslinger mentality. That's what that's about.
Well, yeah, of course. But like I said, hopefully with the new running backs they got this year, and maybe they should be able to open it up a little bit more with a new quarterback under center. Hopefully, it should be a much better situation. I'm not saying they're going to win, the division, but they could do all right.
I mean, I would think they could still go over 500, or I would think that's the goal for a fan this year.
I would definitely say over 5, but we'll see.
Yeah, it should be interesting him being there instead of Matt Stafford. I mean, they kind of play in a similar way. I think him with those running backs would be good, for sure. I think those running backs are good for him. To be honest with you, I don't even know who the hell their number one wide receiver is, though. I know Kenny Galladay left, right?
Galladay's gone. Jones is gone. They had... God, I was just looking this up today. We've been doing a lot more looking into watching the game last night with Amon-Ra St. Brown, which is the brother of... his brother?
Oh.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. Epimenius, whatever his name was, from Green Bay?
It might be.
I know they're related. I know that much. But
might be cousins, like second cousins or something.
Something like that. But, he looks like he should be pretty good. Rookie year, so who knows what he's
going to do. Oh, Amon-Ra St. Brown? Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, I know they've got Rashad Perryman.
And Tyrell Williams they have as their number one?
Yes, Tyrell Williams. But even that, that's slightly injury prone right now. He has been the past couple of seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing with their starting running back. If they're healthy, it's going to be awesome.
Right.
It's just keeping everybody healthy.
What's your thoughts on Okadua, bro?
What's up?
You like Okadua or what?
I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't really watched too much of it right now.
Are the Lions college coach, is that the one that's going to say he's going to take people out by their kneecaps? Is that him? that's the Lions, right?
No. Possibly.
I like his mentality, though.
Yeah, I've been seeing him saying some goofy things for sure.
Something like, we're going to bite you or take you out by your kneecap. Dude, I could have swore it was him.
I thought so, too. Let me see here.
Yeah, it was. He was biting kneecaps. That was
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to change. They need to change all around.
Yeah, even the coaching staff was completely changed around now.
I thought Stafford would be there a lifer, though.
Yeah, I did, too. I did, too.
Really, I do, too. But I'm kind of, like I said, I'm kind of happy. I'm kind of excited to see how this plays out with a new quarterback, and I mean, like you said, even new receiving core, new quarterback, new running backs. I mean, nothing left from the team last year, basically.
Yeah.
Dan Campbell references kneecap biting. Yeah, you're right. That's funny.
Yeah, that was his opening press conference when he first got the gig. It was like, that's how he introduced himself.
So I was taking a look at some news around this division, and Justin Jefferson, I don't know if you heard, but there's some talk around an AC tear.
It's all lies. Don't believe it.
It better be, because that's my keeper, dude.
Yeah, I gotta say, fantasy wise, I was like a little hurt reading that.
Yeah. I love you too, man. Yeah, I think I got him in our league in like the 10th round, dude. So I'm like, fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah, I have him as a keeper in a league, too. Yeah. Taking a look at what he was saying, though, is I guess he said it was nice. Everybody in the locker room had a talk with him. You know, basically, like, everybody goes through this kind of thing. It's going to linger for a bit, but it sounds like it's not going to be anything serious or affect week one. So that's good, obviously.
Yeah, he got a little banged up in training, but he'll be all right from all reports I've heard.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing as well. Who do you think will have a better year, Thielen or Justin Jefferson?
That's interesting. Honestly, it might be Thielen, because I think Jefferson's going to get a lot of the coverage, and Thielen's still got a lot of, and that's going to open him up, kind of like when we had Diggs. Thielen was able to pop off, because everybody was covering Diggs, and I think the same, so it might be close, but I think Thielen might have the bigger season.
That's a good point, because it seemed to me Thielen was getting the number one coverage last year, right, when that's what opened up. And that's what opened up Jefferson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that'll be the interesting part.
Jefferson is a stud, so I can't count him out. I mean, I love the guy. He's a superstar, you know.
Right.
He proved it last year, and he's only going to grow from there. He's still so young. So, but Thielen, he's still got years in him. He isn't dead yet.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting part of it is the coverage, because you may even see each team play it different on the number one covering, which, you know, either or, it'd be hard to say. That's kind of interesting.
They could see a different threat in each of the guys, each, you know, depending on who they're playing. So, but no, I agree. I think Dylan should have a better year.
I'm taking Justin Jefferson because that's my fucking keeper.
What you think, Lorenzo?
No, I think Jefferson's going to have a better year. Yeah, he's just a stud, like he said. He's a beast, and I just feel like I think Kirk Cousins is going to have probably a better year, I would think, than most people are giving him credit for.
Well,
you know, he's so wishy-washy, you know, that's the big thing that is around his name, so, but, I mean.
But Kirk didn't have a bad year last year. Vikings had the fourth best offense overall.
Yeah.
So the offense wasn't the issue for the Vikes last year.
Yeah.
And to think, man, he was going to be a Panther, man. Actually, they were gunning for him in the draft, and that's why they took Love.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Love turns out. I haven't watched him in the preseason.
I'll be honest with you guys, I don't watch preseason. I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, it's nice to see football, but I'm just not for the whole, like, everybody has to watch out for this guy. Like, all right, this guy's playing third strings. You know, I don't need to see this. It, like, to be preseason, it's like watching the Pro Bowl. Like, is this a real game?
Yeah. Do you guys like the addition of the 17th game this season?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Right?
Such a fun. Who doesn't love that?
Right. It'll be interesting.
No more 500, too.
The players?
So, have you been to New Minnesota Stadium?
Yes. Actually, I was in the box. Yeah, we won it. We got a box seat. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, dude, it's beautiful on the outside. I think we went to, a couple years ago, Father's Day, we went to Minnesota. I saw the outside of it. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it kills a lot of birds, but it's gorgeous.
That's funny. So, Corey, since you have Aaron Rodgers on your team, which is obviously the best quarterback, who has the best year in this division of a quarterback not named Aaron Rodgers?
Oh. I'm going to honestly say it's going to be the backup for the Minnesota Vikings. I think he's going to come in and take that job from Cousins.
Think so?
The guy they drafted. Didn't they draft the guy?
Yeah, Kellen Mond.
What a take.
Hey, so I think if the Bears are smart, they don't play Fields. I wouldn't start Fields. They got no offensive line. They're just gonna destroy that kid.
Yeah. I mean, if you're seeing what's happening now in preseason, that's not a good indication.
Yeah.
I mean, you get
this kid hit in the head and you give him concussions, you're gonna hit. He's not gonna be the same. That's your future, man. Don't play him. I mean, they're relying on a 39-year-old offensive lineman. Come on.
I don't know. The only thing he's got going for him right now, even with a bad line like that, is that he can move.
Yeah.
He can move on his feet.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I wouldn't do it. That's just me.
Seeing him right now reminds me, it brings me back to the RG3 days, where it's a guy who looks very small, can run fast, decent thrower. But, you know, what happened with RG3, the minute he got hit, it's like you just start something that never ends, and it never got better from him. It's like one happens, then that's it.
I mean, I agree with Corey. Don't start him, at least in the beginning of the season, because our first matchup is against the Rams, so he's going to get decimated, you know. But knowing that Matt Nagy is, you know, his on the hot seat right now, I can totally see him week 5 just throwing Fields in, you know. Because, I mean, I know there's a lot of debate, you know, I'll sit Justin Fields, you know, for a year so, you know, you can do like a Rodgers or something, you know, learn from a veteran. But it's kind of wishy-washy in my opinion, because since we have no O-line, Andy Dalton can't move around. So, you know, he's going to basically just be a detriment in that area. But then you saw what happened Saturday against the Bills when Justin Fields got clobbered, you know. So yep. The Bears are in a tough situation in that aspect. You know, I know the players are all wanting Justin to start, you know. Allen Robinson has made a statement saying, you know, he's the guy. You know, when you have a key player like him, will you want to keep around long term? Because in my opinion, he's underrated as a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, he's done all these great things. And you look at the quarterbacks we had: Trubisky, you know, Nick Foles is wishy-washy, you know. So, but
yeah,
if I was the Bears, I wouldn't start him. I would go with Andy Dalton, ride the wave, you know, let him progress further and go from there.
I guess the question is, when do you play him? If you're sitting 2-5, is he playing at all that season or no?
No. I think Andy Dalton probably has a short leash. Basically, if it gets that bad, I wouldn't. You still have Andy Dalton. You know, you have Foles right now. I know there was rumors about trading him to the Colts, but I don't think that's happening.
Shit, I don't want that to happen.
I would I would say, you know, I would say if the Bears have a playoff opportunity, you know, towards the end of the season, and it's like a must-win game, I think that's when you play him. Because I, as a Bears fan, do I think we're going to win the division and win the Super Bowl now? Justin Fields is a great quarterback, but we have an Aaron Rodgers in our division. You know, we have, you know, Minnesota Vikings who are relatively good, you know, and we don't know how the Lions are going to play. You know, this is a whole new line that we've never seen. You know, Jared Goff is a golf, you know, is a stud at times, you know. But I think the Bears, I'd be excited if we just made a wild card game, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know, just we make the wild card game, you know, and next year would be all about Justin Fields, you know. Then we can talk about it there in the offseason, pick up some O-line, because we don't have shit right now.
I think Justin Fields playing is going to be very reliant on when Tariq Cohen comes back. I think
if, he's so injury prone, though.
I think if you see him back by week 4 or week 5, that might be the only one of the only things that could open up more of like a safety valve for Justin Fields to use. That's the only good thing that I could see coming into helping him to play this year.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if week 2 the Nagy plays him against the Bengals, you know. Just to get a few reps in, you know. Because I feel like he is going to play sometime, but I don't think he's going to be like a starter or something.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't. That's a franchise quarterback, you know. Like, don't risk it. Mm-hmm. Especially after 10 days. Huh?
What's the Banks at the week 2?
Honestly, man, I think he's going to be good for Dalton.
What about what the Ravens did with Lamar Jackson, where they had set up a few plays, you know, where they eased him in his first year? He wasn't the starter, but they had special packages for him.
Yeah. I mean, I could see them doing something like that. You know, I wouldn't be against it, but it has to come at the right time. You know, if the Bears are already losing and our season's done with, don't do it. Don't risk it. You know, I wouldn't, you know. But if the Bears have an opportunity to make a playoff, I wouldn't be against it. It has to be a right situation, right team, you know, right scenario, you know. Because we do have a tough schedule this year. The Bears don't have it easy, you know. Especially the mid part of our season schedule is rough. So I would just let Andy Dalton, he's there for a one-year deal, you know. He's not a bad quarterback. He's just not great, you know. It just sucks he's playing behind our team that doesn't have an O-line. Because if he could, you know, he could stay in that pocket, he's really good. But our O-line's garbage. But I feel like the Bears will probably go 9-8. I don't see much. If you know, it all depends on Justin Fields, that they put him in and see how good he does. But I'm too scared for that, man.
You have a franchise quarterback here, right?
Huh?
Your first-round pick is gone for next year, right?
We have a second-round pick, though, but it's – I wouldn't risk Justin Fields. We finally have hope in Chicago for a franchise quarterback, you know?
Yep.
We, you know, did good, and don't ruin it because they will not live it down. You know, and I feel like Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, if they just do a decent job, they may be able to secure their job for 1 year. But if they rush it, throw Justin Fields out there, he gets hurt, or we suck – they're gone for good, which I wouldn't mind personally, because Ryan Pace is a horrible, horrible.
Yeah.
No, I believe the Packers are probably going to win the division, probably 99%. You know, I think Minnesota's right there. Then 3-4 is depending on how the Bears and Lions play. And I'm just a realist. I'm not going to sit up here and say the Bears are going to win the Super Bowl just because we have Justin Fields. I know. We have better luck next year if Aaron Rodgers isn't in the division.
I think we all feel that way.
Just send him over to Jeopardy.
I love Rodgers as a quarterback. I grew up idolizing Brett Favre, you know, so he was like my idol, but he was a Packer, so I couldn't, you know. Yeah, I love Aaron Rodgers. He's one of the best, you know. But
just come over, bro. Just come over.
No, hell no. Hell no.
I'm going to need a new Bears fan mid-video.
I respect his well-deserved Rodgers. He's a great quarterback. You know, but he just, we play in the wrong division.
I can't. The Packers, man. I mean, Adams took me to the the championship that one year and won it. So I'm with him.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're getting points, man.
I think with the Bears, though, I think Nagy's going to go before Pace does.
Unfortunately, it should be the other way around, but
yeah. Should both to go. I think
it should be. I think
I mean, they should have left that to the end of this past season, get some fresh faces in, especially with a new quarterback like Justin. But it's an exciting year, but.
Yeah, true.
It's not high. Like, it's not a high ceiling. I see a lot of Bears fans. We're winning the Super Bowl. We're doing it now. Calm down. Set your realistic, your expectations normal. That's why you get butt hurt and all that when they don't do good.
Yep.
Yeah, there's been studies made and just different questionnaires, and they say Bears fans are like top three, maybe top five, just worst fans in the NFL. They're just...
We don't have much good hope to hold on to.
Worst sports fans?
Yeah. Yeah, top five worst.
Number one's got to be Dallas. It's got to be Dallas.
I think it was. Let me see.
Were the Raiders?
Let's see. I know that I could definitely say I remember the most dangerous and the biggest drinkers. And both of those categories had the Ravens and the Bills in the top three. Hey, go figure. Drinking and being dangerous can go together well.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Now, do you guys honestly think one of the teams in our division is going to win the Super Bowl? So do you think, Corey, that the Packers are going to win it?
Well, if they win it, I think this shit's scripted. I'll be honest with you. It's got to be scripted.
What is that? If the Bucks win? If who won? Sorry.
No, if the Packers win the Super Bowl.
Oh.
It's got to be scripted, man. It's got to be. But, I mean, he's gotten us there 2 years in a row.
Yeah, and chokes in the championship game. I would say it's him all the way.
I would put it all on him. I mean, last year wasn't on him.
No, it wasn't. Definitely not.
I mean, San Francisco,
I thought they were going.
Yeah, San Francisco got to his ass.
Yeah.
But... that one, they got to him, and then I don't even put that Seattle game on him because he didn't miss the onside kick.
Yeah. Do you think Tampa's repeating? Think Brady's going to get his eighth?
No,
I don't think so. I don't see it being the Chiefs either. I don't know who it's going to be.
I wouldn't mind.
I'm going Bills.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing, like, the Bills or someone fresh and new, you know?
Someone different.
It may be crazy, but you know the Browns are pretty scary.
I was gonna say, yeah.
I would love to see that, honestly.
Their team is very good.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
They got defense, good offense, receivers, running back, they got it all. So
it's the
they
best,
just don't have
the
a good kicker.
I love a coach. He was in Minnesota. He was good. We miss him.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
taking a look at last year, I got the records up. It looks like Packers went on a 6-win streak before the end of the season to go 13-3. That 7-1 at home.
One of those losses came to Minnesota. I'm pretty sure. I think one of those three losses was a. I'm not sure if I remember right.
I believe you're right, actually.
Yeah, I believe
we're
too. Week like 11 or something like that.
Man, that's another thing kind of fun to talk about is how powerful some of the home stadiums are. And Packers is definitely one. Yeah. They went 7-1 at Lambeau last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that one loss was to Minnesota.
Oh, is that the loss?
That one loss was to Minnesota.
Damn. There's just some teams like that get the crowd crazy.
I used to work for the Seahawks, and I got to experience it firsthand. Like, the loud, you couldn't hear things straight. It was shaking. Like, you would see it on TV, and you would think, wow, that's amazing. I wonder how it is in person. It is crazy. Them diehard Seahawks fans, when I went to college a few years ago, and I worked there as an usher, and I'll tell you, it's real. Earplugs don't even do justice, man.
Wow, that's pretty cool. How long did you do that for?
Just a season. Okay. Just to get a little extra cash on the side, just while I was in college, you know.
That's something fun to do.
Got to meet some great players and all that, But the crowd helps a team, I tell you. That 12th man is a real thing.
That is.
It's true.
Yeah.
If you got that on your side, it's hard to lose at home.
Or then you also have the fact in it as well as those quarterbacks that play crazy and you know the teams that have domes and the quarterbacks that play well indoors, that has a lot to do with the games too.
Oh yeah. I agree.
Yeah, plus you don't want to play in Green Bay in the playoffs. You know,
that's for damn sure.
I've sat in that cold, man, it sucks.
Look cool on TV though.
Oh, dude, yeah, we were at the Giants, a game when the Giants were there in the wild card. It was like the third coldest game on record. It was, oh my God.
Oh, wow.
You buy a beer, and by the time you walk down to your seats, it would be a slushy. That's how cold it was.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's awesome, though. You said that was a playoff game?
Yeah, it was a wild card.
Nice. That's cool. So it looks like Bears division was 8-8. Do you guys think they hit that or push? Higher, lower, push?
Higher by one or two at most. We have a tough schedule, man. I'm not going to sit here and bullshit you guys. We have a tough schedule this year. So it's. I expect 8-8. Yeah, I mean, I expect 9-8, you know, nothing higher. Lucky to get past in a wild card game as a last seed. I mean, that's just me. I'm a realist. I'm not like all these other Bears fans that are going to, you know, lie and all this, get their hopes up high.
All right, and looks like Vikings went 7-9 last year. Do you think they do better than that? About the same?
Honestly, I think we're going to have a good year. I mean, last year we had Pierce out with the COVID, you know, he opted out. We had Hunter, our star defense, you know, he was out injured. And Barb got injured. I mean, our defense was decimated. And Zimmer is a defensive mind. And the people we brought in, got Tomlinson now with Pierce, our Jefferson now in his second year. Our offense was ranked fourth. So with our defensive additions, I honestly, the Packers are the ones I'm scared of. But I think the Vikings can go 12-5. I'm no joke. I really believe that.
I like your tight end, bro, a lot.
Oh, Irv Smith.
I think he's underrated.
He's gonna break out.
Oh, wait a minute. I take that back. I don't want you guys putting that in our fantasy queue. Bro.
The losses I see the Vikes having will be to the Browns, the 49ers. We're going to lose one. I think we're going to split with Green Bay and the Bears. So we will lose one to each of them and the Ravens. Sorry, but I think we're sweeping Detroit. So.
Definitely possible. Yeah, I see good things from the Vikings as well. The way I look at it record-wise is I'd say I couldn't see a scenario where Packers and Minnesota don't both make it. I don't know who would win between the two, to be honest, either, but I couldn't see either one of them missing the playoffs.
Mm.
Oh, Corey, I didn't ask you about your record. I'm sorry. 13-3. How close do you think they'll be to that?
Oh, man. I think that they will probably go pretty close to it.
Pretty close to it.
I mean, we start off in New Orleans, it's a win. Sorry, Charles. Detroit, win. San Francisco can go either way. Pittsburgh, I think we got the advantage because we're at home. I also got to understand that Big Ben is injury prone, so you got to understand if he comes, if he's going to be healthy by then. Cincinnati will win. At Chicago will win. Washington, I think, is the most underrated team in football. I think they're under the radar. I don't think people are putting them on notice. That defense is no joke.
That is true.
Plus, you got Fitzpatrick, man. That guy wins.
Yeah.
I mean, we also got Kansas. We got Kansas City this year. I mean, I could see them getting four or five losses this year.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of look at both Green Bay and Minnesota the same way, win-wise, for sure. Yeah.
And the thing that scares me, too, is you got Stafford now in Los Angeles, and, you know, he plays our defense well when we play him. And now he's got a defense.
Yeah, that makes sense. Looks like the Lions went 5-11 last year. I mean, I don't know what you think, Charles. I definitely could see them obviously getting to the 6 wins.
Yeah, I don't see them ever going back to their 0-16 days, especially with a year. I mean, they still got enough pieces to it. They should be at least get to where they were, if not a couple more wins this year, depending on. I haven't looked too closely at the schedule yet, but yeah. I know, you know, and then like I said, I mean, I'm not even going to, you know, say that they're going to get, you know, oh, they're going to go, you know, well, like you said, like 9-8 and all that. No, I don't see it. You know, would I love to see 500? Hell yeah. But it depends on how all these pieces work together. I mean, like you said, I mean, it's everyone's new. Coaching, staff.
Yep.
Players, everybody's new. So, we'll see. It should be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I would think in your spot it'd be definitely fun to see just new players in general, and you know, there's just some years I'd be happy to take 500 for my team if it's going in the right direction, at least. You know?
Yeah. I mean, growing up was interesting. I mean, being in Detroit, watching all that, the different quarterbacks coming through, I mean, to help Joey Harrington and all those, you know, It was ugly my entire life growing up, and it's like it's only been the past couple of years, I'd say, you know, that they've been all right, but they've never been good. They were good for a little bit, but they're not gonna win much with that, but hopefully they can do something with it now. But it just took me being a transplant to Chicago first to learn them to do something.
Yeah, no, it should definitely be exciting to watch all these teams, I think. And I kind of feel very similar as a Colts fan as you do. I mean, the defense, I say, is the biggest difference between the Colts and the Lions. The Colts have got a really solid defense, but ultimately it is just a bunch of either super young people, super new people, and it'll be exciting nonetheless.
Oh, yeah. Win, lose, or indifferent. I mean, it'll be fun to watch. I mean,
yeah.
Hell, it's football. Who gives a
shit? Exactly. Exactly. Well, hey, everyone. I appreciate you guys coming on. Hope you guys have good rest of your night, and I hope we can all get together, watch some football this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this
was
fun. Thanks.
For sure.
Yeah, this was a good time.
Yeah, definitely.
Midway through the season, you know, do a recap.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
that is a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
I'm up for it.
All right.
Yeah, let's figure that out then.
Sounds good, guys. Yeah, thanks again.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good night, you guys.
Good luck.
Please consider leaving a like and subscribe if you enjoyed this content. To get more content like this, I provided a video right here. Click it. Go ahead.